We are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
Hi, I'm Catherine.
Hey there, I'm Hannah.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Becca.
I love you just the way you are. I love you. I love everything about you. I love you just the way you are. And I will always love you.
Loves us just the way we are.
And he will always love us.
Today, we are going to learn more about love.
The Bible says, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is
love.
And what is love? It's a word that's used a whole lot, right? But tell me, what is love, Catherine?
Love is like a feeling you can have towards a person or a thing, and it can be an affectionate feeling.
Okay.
It's something that's in our hearts.
Okay. And Becca?
It's an action that we do towards someone.
Okay. What do you love or who do you love?
Mm-hmm.
My family.
My friends.
My trampoline.
Baseball.
My puppy. I love my puppy.
Food.
Soccer.
I love my fish.
I love my cat.
I love vacations.
I love waffles.
Waffles. Mmm.
I love little kids.
Mm-hmm.
I love my cousins.
I love bacon.
I like macaroni.
I love to ski.
I like getting seats behind the dugout at an Orioles game.
I love to dance.
I love to sing.
I love spring.
I love to wear the shirt that my mama made me.
Okay. Well, we have so many things that God, our Father, has given us to love. Our families and friends and our pets and our favorite slippers and favorite shirts. And they're all good. And God wants us to enjoy them. But they are earthly things. And earthly things don't last forever, do they?
No.
But what are some things that do last forever? Mm-hmm.
Being in God's family.
Okay.
Love.
Okay.
Salvation.
Right, because Jesus gives us a wonderful gift that will last forever. And what is that?
Eternal life.
That's right. And we have a song that teaches about this very important lesson.
It's called, What Do You Love?
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
What do you love? What do you treasure? What do you love?
God has given us the best teacher to show us how to love. And who is that?
Jesus.
Right.
In the Bible, we can read verses about God's love for us.
John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life."
Romans 5:5, "God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us."
Romans 5:8, "God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us."
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? Nothing can separate us from the love of Jesus Christ.
My Jesus, I love you. I know you are mine. My sins are forgiven. My Savior's divine, my King and Redeemer, I humbly come and bow. If ever I loved you, my Jesus, it's now.
Teaches us how to love God and love others.
Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
And love your neighbor as yourself."
And God has given us beautiful verses about love in the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. What can we learn from these verses? Let's just take each one at a time.
Be patient. It's important to give people your time and help them if they need help.
Be kind. Use nice words and be gentle with others.
It does not envy. That means if someone has something that you like, you won't wish you could have it.
It does not boast. It's not nice to brag about what you have or what you can do.
It is not proud. We should be humble.
It is not rude. We need to be nice and use gentle words towards each other.
It is not self-seeking. We should think of others before ourselves.
It is not easily angered. God is slow to anger and abounding in love, and we should be too.
It keeps no record of wrongs. When someone does something that hurts us, we should forgive them and not think about it anymore.
Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. Jesus said, "If you hold my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. God's love is perfect. It never fails. We know that he will always be there with us.
So, we should try to be there for others. We want others to trust us.
You think it's hard to love like this?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Why do you think we sometimes don't use kind words or we sometimes don't have patience? Yeah, Hannah.
Because we're sinners.
Okay. Sure. Carolyn.
We always think about ourselves and not others.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Luke. We're not perfect.
We certainly aren't perfect. That's right. But God sent His Holy Spirit to help us love others the way Jesus did. So how can we show others God's love?
Be more patient.
Okay.
Do something nice for somebody this week.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Be angered less easily.
Okay.
Be gentle.
Okay.
Use kinder words.
Okay. Let's close today's lesson with some beautiful verses about love, and they're found in 1 John chapter 4.
Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God.
Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
This is how God showed His love among us.
He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him.
This is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us.
And remember,
love one another.
Care for others.
Do something kind for someone this week.
Love one another as God loved you.
See you next time.
If you would like to contact us, here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Visit us online and learn more about our ministry at www.karenandkids.com.
And we would love to hear from you, so send us a note.
Here's our address, Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.